The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, January 11th, 2006, and Presidential Release Number 336. By the time the next presidential release comes up, the Washington seminar will be passed. Consequently, if you haven't made your reservations to get to the Washington seminar, you might still be able to find a place to be. I hope so, at least. You can call Diane McGeorge. She has arranged for a cruise for people from the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado and other places in the nation, and she's off on the cruise at the moment. She should be arriving back sometime soon, probably Sunday, I think it is. Her telephone number is 303-778-1130, extension 219. If you want rooms in the hotel, which is the Holiday Inn Capital Southwest, or the Holiday Inn Capital at 550 C Street Southwest, then you should get a hold of her and make those reservations. The rooms were supposed to have been gotten by now, so if you don't have them, I wish you all good success. Remember that the Gathering In meeting, the Great Gathering In meeting, takes place on the 30th of January at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so please be there. Now I want to say a word about the National Convention. Reservations. You should make reservations for attendance at the National Convention this summer. We're going to Dallas, Texas, and we'll be at the Wyndham Anatole Hotel, which is becoming a Hilton. It has become a Hilton now, so if you should happen to call there and find out that it is no longer a Wyndham, don't be surprised. It is the Anatole Hotel, but it's not a Wyndham, it's a Hilton. So, what should you do? A number of people have called the 800 number and have found that the people who were making reservations for them, or supposedly making reservations for them, said that the rooms were gone or that there was an extraordinary cost if people didn't make it or something else. There are lots of things that have been said that are not the case about the reservations. If you want to make reservations at this convention hotel, you should call 214-761-7500. That gets you directly to the hotel in Dallas. Now, if you find that you've gotten into the reservation system and you've been using the voicemail to move around, you may end up in the national reservation system and what you need is the hotel itself. So if you find that people tell you that the rooms are all gone, they're not. Or if they tell you that the price is different from the one that we quoted earlier, it is not. Or that there's an extraordinary penalty of several hundred dollars if you make your reservations and cancel them, there is not such a penalty. There is a penalty, but it's not hundreds of dollars. Then you should ask the reservationist that you get, if you're talking to somebody on the property in Dallas, if you are not talking to somebody on the property in Dallas, please ask to be transferred to the hotel in Dallas. This is the Anatole Hotel in Dallas. If you get to people there, they know what the reservation system is, and they will be glad to help you make sure that you have the kinds of reservations that you need. Now, this presidential release is different from other presidential releases in that the presidential release is now available through the NFB website. The audio is in an MP3 format, and it can be downloaded to your computer or portable audible device. The web address for the presidential cassette release is www.nfb.org/PR, standing for Presidential Release, of course. It can also be accessed via a link from the publications section of our website. So those of you who said that you wanted the presidential release in an MP3 format and instantly, you can now get it. You can download it to your computer or to an MP3 player. I now have an announcement about the National Center for Blind Youth in Science, which says, the Jernigan Institute Education Department is currently taking on a project to compile existing resources for teaching blind students science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, subjects. We will be building a web portal so that we can not only serve as a springboard for future development and dissemination of resources and products, but also so that teachers, parents, and students may access these resources. The Institute, through the web portal, plans to provide easy, centralized access to instructional materials and strategies for teaching STEM concepts to blind students. The portal will also provide users a career section where they can learn about blind scientists and engineers as well as have opportunities available to them, blind students. Finally, the portal will provide a venue for sharing ideas and information related to STEM subjects and careers. If you have any ideas or would like to offer your help as we develop this web portal, please contact Mark Riccobono at 410-659-9314, extension 2368, or you can get a hold of him by email at mriccobono, that's M-R-I-C-C-O-B-O-N-O, at nfb.org. Now, there is one more announcement about the National Center for Blind Youth in Science. This one says, the NFB's National Center for Blind Youth in Science, NCBYS, is currently planning the 2006 Science Academy. The Rocket On session for high school students will be July 14th through 22nd, while the Circle of Life session for middle school students will be July 29th through August 5th. For more information or to apply to be a part of the Science Academy, please visit www.nfb.org/nfbji/science_academy.htm. Applications must be returned by March 31st, 2006. For more information, please contact the Education Department at the Jernigan Institute. The telephone number is 410-659-9314. You can get a hold of Mark Riccobono, who is the Director of Education, at extension 2368, or if he's not available at the time, you can get a hold of Mary Jo Thorpe, and I regret to say that I don't remember her extension, but anyway, she's part of the Education Department. Mary Jo Thorpe will be glad to answer your questions about the Science Academy for 2006. Now, we're having, on the 7th of April, a celebration, and I have the following announcement about it. The 2006 celebration event is scheduled for Friday evening, April 7, 2006. All NFB members are cordially invited to attend this annual fundraiser and to join in the celebration of our accomplishments. It is a great opportunity to thank the many sponsors and supporters of our work. As in the past, those who come from a long way may be able to use rooms at our building here. The rooms are available to those who request them, and the requests are on a first-come, first-served basis. Unless, of course, somebody finds that there's an urgent need at the last minute, we'll try to find space. And in order to do that, you can contact me, or you can get a hold of Tammy Helm. She is at 410-659-9314, and her extension is 2291. Members who attended the NFB Jernigan Institute grand opening or the celebration last year, the first of them, will remember what a great time it was and will want to join this second year of success. The evening program will highlight various institute efforts, including the new Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, the only pocket-sized portable reading machine available. Individual tickets are $75 each. In addition to food and beverages, we will have a silent auction and the high-energy sound of Mood Swings Big Band for your dancing enjoyment to complete the evening. Check out the NFB website for more information as plans continue to evolve for this special occasion. Sponsorship opportunities for organizations or individuals are still available. Anyone interested in more information should contact Jerry Lazarus at 410-659-9314, extension 2297. We look forward to seeing you in Baltimore for this special once-a-year event on Friday, April 7. As the last presidential release was being made, I remarked that I was going to be visiting Guide Dogs for the Blind in California. And indeed, I did visit. I talked with the director there, Bob Phillips, and with the staff. There were many good exchanges, and I was impressed by the work of Guide Dogs for the Blind. Guide Dogs for the Blind will be sponsoring a scholarship this summer at the 2006 convention of the National Federation of the Blind and contemplates continuing the sponsorship of a scholarship into the future. This is a good thing, and Guide Dogs for the Blind is making efforts to bring a lot more blind people into services for the blind in administrative positions and in other ways that are new and challenging, and that is a good thing. Also, as the last release was being made, I talked a little bit about the Randolph Shepherd program and the attack that the program had faced in the committee of the Senate known as the HELP Committee. There have been meetings to talk about what we should do to meet this challenge. The second of them happened about a week ago, and we will be discussing this at the Washington Seminar, so please be prepared to come to the Washington Seminar. Since we last had a presidential release, Louis Braille's birthday has come, and as you know, we're working on a Louis Braille literacy bill. Consequently, we hope to be talking about that also when we get to the Washington Seminar. This year, Louis Braille's birthday was featured by the Google Company. When you signed into the Google site on Louis Braille's birthday, which is January 4th, the name Google came up in symbols that looked like Braille, and I'm told there were thousands and thousands of websites where you could find out more about Braille. Undoubtedly, we were included in that, although I didn't spend time to look to see. I now have some other announcements about activities in conjunction with the Washington Seminar. The first of the announcements is from Scott LaBar, president of the National Association of Blind Lawyers, who says, Washington CLE Luncheon. What? Washington CLE Luncheon featuring keynote from EEOC Chair. When? January 30th, 2006, from noon to 1:30 p.m. Where? Holiday Inn Capital, 550 C Street, Southwest. Cost, $35 for lawyers requesting CLE, $20 for law students and non-lawyers. The National Association of Blind Lawyers, NABL, is pleased to announce its 2006 Washington CLE Luncheon. The Honorable Carrie M. Dominguez, Chair of the Equal Employment Opportunities Commission, EEOC, will keynote the luncheon by addressing recent developments at the EEOC as well as her vision for the future of the commission. Chair Dominguez will discuss the EEOC's recently issued Guidance on Blindness and Visual Impairment in the Workplace, the topic of how the regarded as prong of the ADA analysis is being applied in federal sector employment as compared to private sector employment, recent changes in EEOC's structure, and other current issues before the commission. CLE materials and a certificate of attendance will be distributed, and an hour of programming will be offered. A platter lunch will be served. For questions regarding the luncheon, contact Scott Labar, president of NABL, at an email address, slabarre@labarrelaw.com, or 303-504-5979. To make your reservation for the event, contact Lisa Bonderson at lbonderson@cocenter.org, or 303-778-1130, extension 215. Then I have an announcement here from Judy Sanders, who is president of the National Organization of the Senior Blind, and it says, the National Organization of the Senior Blind is pleased to announce a seminar to be held in conjunction with our Washington seminar. Medicare Part D is here, and Federationists will want to know the ins and outs of it. Do you act as an advocate for Social Security recipients in your state? Do you receive Medicare Parts A and B? If so, you will find this seminar useful. Monday, January 30th, at 9:30 a.m., representatives from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will be present to tell us everything we want to know about this new government program. The seminar will be no longer than 2 hours in length, and there will be material to take home. Everyone is welcome, and I recommend that at least one person from each state attend. If you have questions, I can be reached at 612-375-1625, or you can email me at jsanders4@mn.rr.com. That's J-S-A-N-D-E-R-S 4, the numeral 4, at mn.rr.com. See you in the District of Columbia, says Judy Sanders. I hope I got the email addresses that all of you gave me in the right format and order. If I did not, please accept the apologies that I have to offer. Now, this being the first of the presidential releases of 2006, may I wish all of you a Happy New Year. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some things here. Jim McCarthy, who is the Director of Governmental Affairs, says that a zookeeper found two finches that had died of old age, and in another cage, two chimpanzees in a similar condition. When the keeper threw them to the lions, they groaned and said, "Not finch and chimps again." Lauren Merrifield of Washington State says, "Do you know What an arbitrator is? A cook that leaves Arby's to work at McDonald's. Or, do you know the term avoidable? It's what the bullfighter tried to do.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.